Look at First News. Fair, accurate, you get the damn truth. Dangerous Arctic blast continues to sweep across the U.S., prolonging a bitter cold streak, record low temperatures all over the place. The National Weather Service said wind chills are expected to push down temperatures through at least midweek. Wind chill in some areas of the country could get 25 to 30 below zero. Wind chills. Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, places like that. Arctic storms have left four dead, knocked out power to tens of thousands in the northwest, brought snow to the south. Dangerous Arctic blast will continue for much of the week. And Governor Kathy Hochul was the reason why they actually canceled that Buffalo football game. She said it was just too dangerous. So good for her, because it was. 120,000 homes lost power in Oregon, most of them in Portland, after they had some high winds and a mix of snow and ice. Even places like Florida won't be spared from the turbulent weather. There'll be some thunderstorms and heavy stuff heading down that way on Tuesday. And temperatures were very, very cold. They don't even mention us. North Dakota, Wyoming. We don't even get mentioned, folks, as we brave the weather as well. Voting is set to begin in Iowa. Former President Donald Trump is eyeing a resounding victory there. The Iowa caucuses begin at 8 p.m. tonight. They are the opening contest in a month-long Republican presidential primary process. Polls suggest President Trump enters the day with a huge lead in Iowa. Governor from Florida, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley fighting for who would possibly take second there. We'll see. Israel strikes hit Gaza City again. Soldiers are battling those Hamas terrorists in Gaza. The U.S., though, wants Israel to scale back their operations. Israel gave the U.S. one of these and said, no, we have vowed to wipe out Hamas and terrorist organizations that want to annihilate the Jewish population. The United States and the Biden administration, they just don't get that. South Africa's request for an order of an immediate suspension of their offensive as well. It's unclear if Israel's even going to comply with that. It's the 100th anniversary of that attack of Hamas on the innocent people of Israel. In the meantime, Yemen's Houthi rebels have fired another anti-ship cruise missile toward American destroyer in the Red Sea. A U.S. fighter jet shot that missile down. The latest attack going on there. The attack on Sunday is the first U.S. acknowledged fired by Houthis since America and ally nations did strikes on Friday. They have targeted that crucial corridor linking Asia and the Middle East energy and cargo shipments throughout the Suez Canal. People rely on those cargo shipments in Europe and all around the world as they continue to threat. In the meantime, our president decided with all this going on, he would take the weekend off. Joe Biden took off on Friday, and he went up to Camp David to spend a nice, quiet, enjoyable weekend away again. Over a third of his presidency has been now on vacation. A couple new presidents have been elected around the country. Bernardo Arevalo has been sworn in as Guatemala's president, despite months of efforts to derail his inauguration. Wait a minute. You mean in other countries, people challenge elections? Did you hear the trivia contest this morning, folks? What did John Kerry, Al Gore, and Hillary Clinton all have in common? They all contested results of the presidential election. Oh, yeah, they do it all the time. Taiwan's incoming president. He is promising continuity. When he took the oath of office over the weekend, said he is willing to work with the United Nations and others, but he has vowed to put Taiwan first as China continues to eye that as one of their territories. A volcano erupted in southwestern Iceland for the second time in less than a month, sending molten rock spewing towards a nearby settlement. You know, molten lava wouldn't be too bad around here right now. Kind of warm things up a little bit. It happened near Grindavik, Iceland, reporting that that town was actually evacuated overnight. They put up some defensive walls around the volcano, trying to direct that magma away from the community. 3,800 people live there. Speaking of John Kerry, he's stepping down. as our climate envoy. He's been traveling around the world telling everyone that we're boiling. Things are heating up to the point where it's going to destroy the earth. All of a sudden this week, the whole damn universe is freezing and he's retiring. I'm getting out of there. He's decided he no longer wants to be the new climate envoy. That was a position that the Biden administration actually inaugurated and created, spending millions upon millions of dollars on that. More than a dozen states around America have given themselves the power to override local zoning restrictions. By doing that, they can block large-scale renewable energy projects. Some states are implementing these goals because it would make utility providers generate 100% carbon-free energy in 15 years. Can you imagine, folks, what this weekend would have been like if we would have had to rely on 100% carbon-free energy? How many people would be dead right now? You saw the Rosendale story, right? Mark did. The wind turbines weren't even turning over the weekend. 15 years they're giving us. A lot of states taking that into their own hands and say, way too early. Local officials and residents don't want these massive wind turbines. In Michigan, advocates for local control are collecting signatures, wanting to bring that issue before their voters this year. Democrats in Michigan approved the legislation, granting their state commission the power to approve locations for all these new utility projects, but they won't be near the Democrats' houses. They'll want them out here. They'll want them in our neck of the woods.
Of course.
And then they want us to send our power to them. The Mexican government sent 25,000 troops to Acapulco after the resort was hit by that hurricane in October. Apparently, though, it hasn't stopped the violence there. The Maine Acapulco Business Chamber reported gang threats and attacks have caused about 90% of the city's passenger vans in Acapulco to stop running. Acapulco used to be the playground for the wealthy and the world for many, many years, and the drug cartels took over, and they can't even stop it there in Acapulco. The FAA said they're going to increase their oversight of Boeing and the production of their 737 MAX after a door blew off last week. The FAA said it would judge whether Boeing and its suppliers followed approved quality procedures when they did that. Boeing failed to make sure the fuselage panel they said that blew off was safe, and they want to make sure all safety protocols now are being followed. The Consumer Electronics Show wrapped up over the weekend. Robots of all kinds caused a stir on that show floor this week. Robots that can make coffee, robots that can work in future with autonomous restaurants, workers that can replace casino workers in Las Vegas, and that had the 40,000 there that are all unionized a little upset about the show in Vegas showing things that will replace all of them when they make their livelihoods in Vegas. Not happy. European markets opened a little lower today. Asian markets higher. U.S. markets are all closed today. We talked about it earlier, Martin Luther King Day. China's central bank kept their one-year policy loan interest rate unchanged. Wall Street on Friday drifted to a mixed finish. S&P 500 ended last Friday up 0.1%. The Dow, though, fell 0.3%. NASDAQ was little changed over the weekend. Oil, about $77 a barrel. In fact, as John Kerry and the Democrats try to eliminate it from the world's economy, Africa's biggest oil refinery has started production in Nigeria after a new wait. It was a $19 billion refinery facility. It can produce 650,000 barrels a day. They've started to produce now diesel and aviation fuel. Nigeria is one of Africa's top oil producers, imports refined petroleum products for their own use. Most of their state-run refineries operate far below capacity because of poor maintenance. The privately owned refinery could boost the capacity in that region, which is heavily reliant, like other countries, on fossil fuels and petroleum products for their economy. So they're building new refineries in Africa. We haven't built one here in America since the 70s. And as winter storms moved in over the weekend across America, people were going to the movie theaters. And the cold weather didn't seem to dampen the opening for the weekend for the big movie Mean Girls, adapted from the Broadway musical and the 2004 Tina Fey movie. She returned to write and co-star in the new Mean Girls. It earned $28 million over the weekend, one of several new releases. Another one, Beekeeper, was number two, took in $16.8 million. And Disney and Pixar's Soul movie took in about $10 million over the weekend. So it was Mean Girls, The Beekeeper, Wonka, in at number three, Anyone But You, Migration, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, and Night Swim, number seven, took in another $4 million. You know, the one where you got some creepy-ass thing living in your swimming pool.
Marco!
Yeah, so that one. Ooh, let's all go see that one.
College football, Alabama coach retired, so they got Washington's coach, so now Washington needs a coach. So Washington went to Arizona and got their coach. Going to pay him $7.75 million a year. The only candidate to make it into the second round said they want somebody that the guys wanted to play for, was a great recruiter, a great person, had great energy, and he posted a video saying, let's go get that championship we've been talking about. So now Arizona got to go find somebody to be their coach.
Wow. Well, the good news is they're going to warm up to about zero today. It's going to feel pretty good, and we should get a lot of sunshine today, so let's keep our fingers crossed. 6 below tonight, then tomorrow 20 degrees, but the bad news is tomorrow we're going to have 40 mile an hour winds, so we're going to see some of that blowing snow. It'll feel a lot colder tomorrow at 20 than it will today at zero. And then we get cold again, below zero temps, some snow Wednesday, Thursday, maybe 2 to 6 inches in the area, and we got to wait till the weekend to warm back up into the 30s. But when it gets here, oh, man, everybody's going to give a big haul at one time, Saturday and Sunday. 14 below at the airport, some cooler stuff around and some warmer stuff around. You know how that works. 6:44, and that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Thanks for tuning into The Cat.